Keeping Public Lands Public for Outdoorsmen, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. There's a growing public debate about who manages our public lands. Is it the feds or is it the individual states? And along with that debate is a growing movement that attempts to ensure public lands be accessible to the public, and more specifically, as in our case here at Sportsman Spotlight, to those interested in hiking, camping, fishing, and hunting. Using Idaho as an example, at least 60% of the land in Idaho is run by the federal government, including the Bureau of Land Management, the U.S. Forest Service, and National Park Service.
And it's skiing, it's biking, it's hiking, it's fishing, it's hunting. It is anything that you can do in the calendar year, and it is so accessible. And that's what I'm here fighting for. It is an amazing place because of the opportunities that I have right out my back door. Opportunities are found on public land.
Those words come from outdoor enthusiast Ryan Callahan, who moved to Idaho for work but stayed because of easy access to public lands. In a growing national trend, several weeks ago there was a weekend rally in Boise in support of keeping Idaho's public lands under federal management. It drew an estimated 3,000 people at the Idaho State House Rotunda and the State House steps.
I love my public lands and I use them a lot.
That was Jeff Ruprecht, who spoke for all of us. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight.